Welcome, welcome, welcome back, family, to Unveiled by Grace. This is your host, your brother, David. How are you guys doing today? Almost Friday. No, guys, I'm excited. I'm always excited to come as the Lord leads to give you guys a message, a word, a teaching, and just to be a brother to help, you know, us unveil God's truths, unveil exactly what He's calling you to do so you can go out and do it. But today, we're going to dive into one of the most critical life-altering revelations in the entire Word of God. Hallelujah. The absolute necessity of renewing your mind. If you want to inherit the kingdom, if you want to walk in destiny, if you want to break cycles and become who God ordained you to be before the foundation of the world. See, a renewed mind is not optional. A renewed mind is not basic Christianity. A renewed mind is the passport to your kingdom identity. Hallelujah. See, your mind is the battleground. Your mind is the steering wheel of your destiny. Your mind decides whether you walk in freedom or bondage. Your mind decides whether you walk in the spirit or the flesh. See, your mind decides if you inherit the kingdom or stay stuck at the gates looking inside. Hallelujah. So this morning, we're going to go deep. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So whatever dominates your thought life becomes the identity you walk out. See, you're living today in the harvest of yesterday's thoughts. Thoughts, beliefs, habits, character, destiny. This is spiritual law. Romans 12:2 tells us, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That means no renewal, no transformation. No transformation, no destiny. No destiny, no kingdom manifestation. You cannot walk in the new you with the old mind. See, God can give you prophecy, but if you keep your old mindset, you'll sabotage every promise. I've been there. Hallelujah. See, this is why you cannot inherit the kingdom with an unrenewed mind. The kingdom of God operates on a different frequency than the world. A carnal mind cannot perceive spiritual things, 1 Corinthians 2:14. Jesus said, the kingdom of God is within you. Within you. Luke 17:21. But if the kingdom is within you and your mind is still worldly, fleshly, fearful, angry, offended, bitter, prideful, you will never access the kingdom inside you. Galatians 5:19-21 clearly lists the works of the flesh, and it ends with, those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Notice, He didn't say won't go to church. He said won't inherit the kingdom. The inheritance of the kingdom requires a renewed internal world. Jesus' mind was his greatest weapon. Philippians 2:5 says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." Before Jesus walked in miracles, before he walked in power, before he went to the cross, before he cast out demons, he walked in a certain mind. He had a mind of humility, obedience, servanthood, surrender, a mind aligned with the Father's will. Hallelujah. Oh my, help me, Holy Spirit. See, this is why he could say, "I only do what I see my Father doing." A renewed mind gives you spiritual vision. Without a renewed mind, you live blind, reactive instead of prophetic. Prophetic, hallelujah. The enemy's number one attack is not against your finances, your marriage, your family, or your body. His primary target is your mind. They say the mind's a terrible thing to waste, huh? 2 Corinthians 10:4-5 says, "The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds," casting down imaginations. Strongholds equals fortified thought patterns. Imaginations are mental pictures, fears, cycles, high things, arguments, pride, lies. These are the high things. See, the enemy does not need to destroy your life. He only needs to influence your thoughts. The devil cannot stop your destiny, but he can try to stop your mind from aligning with it. Come on now. So how do you know you need a mind renewal? One, you still think like your past. Your decisions still flow from who you were, not who you are in Christ. Come on now. You react emotionally instead of spiritually. Offense, anger, jealousy, comparison, fear. These reveal unrenewed areas. This is a good one here. This is probably the most important. You know scripture. I know some people who know the Bible front to back. I am not one of them. I'll be honest. You know scripture, but struggle to apply it. Knowledge without transformation is religion. You feel stuck. You feel stuck in cycles. Oh my God. Hallelujah. Cycles are the fruit of old thinking patterns not yet crucified. And you live saved but not free. See, salvation is instant. Freedom requires renewal. I've never seen an eagle in a cage. Never. You'll see all types of other birds in cages. The cage bird does sing, but an eagle is not one. Hallelujah. So let's go deep here. Because each realm is crucial. Identity, identity renewal. Who you really are in Christ. You cannot walk in power until you know who you are. 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. A renewed mind says, I am not what I did. I am who. I am who he redeemed. My God. Hallelujah. Emotional renewal. Healing your internal world. Romans 8:6. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. An unrenewed mind is chaos. It's chaos. But a renewed mind, a mind of Christ, is peace. You need a fear renewal. Breaking fear-based thinking. And when I speak on fear, I'm not just talking about spiders and heights. Come on now. Because there are some things to be fearful of. Not saying either one of those are that, but you get what I'm saying. I'm talking about a fear-based thinking. 2 Timothy 1 says, God has not given us a spirit of fear. You cannot fulfill destiny with a fear-filled mind. You can't. Because most of the things we're fearful of, obviously the unknown, but we're fearful, and it's rooted in doubt. It's rooted in the things you've said to yourself. It's rooted in failure, frustration. Hallelujah. So your fear paralyzes you. Motion, movement. Wanting what God wants. This is a desire renewal. Psalm 37:4 says, he gives you new desires, not worldly cravings. You must want what God wants. You must want what God wants. And how do we know what he wants? It's in his word. Hallelujah. Behavioral renewal. Changing habits through thought transformation. And a vision renewal. Seeing your future through God's eyes. Habakkuk 2:2 says, write the vision. But you cannot write a vision you are blind to. There must be understanding. You must have an understanding. You must understand life through the mind of Christ. This is a perception renewal. 1 Corinthians 2:16 says, we have the mind of Christ. This is the dimension where discernment, clarity, and wisdom flows. Hallelujah. Receive it today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Your purpose is too big. It's too big for your old mindset. Because your calling requires spiritual discipline, obedience, discernment, character. Just did a pod on that the other day. Humility, responsibility, mental clarity, and emotional maturity. These are the things you need. This is what's required. Because your old mind is not qualified for your new season. God cannot pour new wine into an old wineskin. Your mind is the wineskin. Your destiny is the wine. Hallelujah. So if you don't renew your mind, the destiny God gives you will burst you. Romans 8:17 says, if we are children, then heirs. See, inheritance is guaranteed, but walking in it requires maturity. Galatians 4:1, the heir, as long as he is a child, defers nothing from a servant. You can be a full heir and still live like a slave if your mind is immature. The kingdom operates on mindset maturity. Jesus said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 4:17. Repent is, or means, metanoia. Metanoia, meaning change your mind. Why? Because a mind that hasn't changed cannot receive what the kingdom offers. So, this is how you renew your mind, for real. You must, and this is why I look, this is not a front, because you know I'm consuming his word all day, as much as I can, because I remember how I was 5 years ago, 7 years ago. My mind was filled with, my God. Whew. You must flood your mind. You must flood your mind with scripture daily. Not just reading, but meditating. Meditating on the word. Some say meditating, I say marinating. You gotta sit, soak it in. Sit with it. Psalm 119:11. Your word have I hidden in my heart. For it to be hidden in your heart. Hallelujah. Means you gotta clog your arteries with it. What am I saying here? You must have an appetite. An appetite. Hallelujah. Help me, Lord. Help me. Speak God's word out loud. I always go back to the great Les Brown. He always say, the kingdom is voice activated. You gotta speak God's word out loud. You gotta say it. Oof, my God. Proverbs 18:21. Life and death is in the tongue. Your mouth rewrites your mindset. Your mouth rewrites your mindset. Your mouth rewrites your mindset. That's why reading out loud was so terrifying for some of us when we were children. I know it was for me. I'm just talking about me. I ain't talking about you. You was reading out loud since you was 3 years old. Nah, it was a thing for me, but I didn't understand the fear of it. The enemy wanted me to not want to speak out loud and boldly and confidently. Mm-hmm. But when it's God's word, the power. Mm. My God. Mm. Receive this word. It's getting hot in here. Hallelujah. And replace every lie with truth. Every time the enemy lies, respond with scripture. Jesus did this in Matthew 4. Uh-huh. Come on now. Mm. So when the enemy is telling you, you can't do it, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Hallelujah. Just like that. He whisper it, you yell it out loud. I don't care where you at. Right there in the market, right there on the bus, right there at work in your cubicle. Right there. Your coworker like, girl, you alright? Hey bro, you good? No, I'm good. I'm well. I am great. Hallelujah. Oh man. Y'all got me turned up this morning. Okay. 4. Pray in the spirit. Jude 1:20. And I definitely need to do a pod on praying in the spirit. Because it's layered. There's depth there. Mm-hmm. Jude 1:20. Building yourselves up, praying in the Holy Ghost. Tongues rewires your inner man. Charge. Let's charge. Charge. Let's go. This morning, it ain't even Friday, y'all. It's not even Friday, and we turning up. We cutting up today. We cutting up today. Seriously. No, but I appreciate you guys. It's not Friday, but we're going to cut up. We cutting up. What my time looking like? Okay. Okay, let me speed through this. Number 5, guard what your eyes and ears consume. See, the mind is shaped by what you feed it. Proverbs 4:23, guard your heart with all diligence. And influences everything. So definitely surround yourself with renewed people. Bad company corrupts character. Mm-hmm. Your circle influences your mindset. It really does. So now we shift. Prepare your heart. I want you to repeat this out loud. Father, renew my mind. Break every old pattern. Destroy every lie. Give me the mind of Christ. Make me who you ordained me to be. Ephesians 4:23. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Right now, Holy Spirit is touching the minds. He's touching your minds. Healing memories, breaking cycles, removing deception, establishing truth, rewiring identity. Receive it. Receive it now. Receive it now. In Jesus' name. So let's pray. Let me get you guys out of here because it's time to go. It's time to go. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every listener. Renew their mind by your word. Break every stronghold. Cast down every imagination. Heal their thought patterns. Silence the enemy's voice. Open the eyes of understanding. Reveal their identity, destiny, and inheritance. Let the mind of Christ be fully formed in them. Let transformation begin today. Let purpose unfold. Let destiny align. Let kingdom identity rise. Let every old mindset die at the feet of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Family, thank you guys. Thank you guys for tuning in today here on Unveiled by Grace. You guys have been so supportive. I think our downloads have touched 4 digits, you know, daily, which is like, I know it's God, you know, because I'm not even doing anything but posting in certain areas, posting here consistently, of course, but you guys are just picking it up, and I'm grateful. I'm humbled. I'm thankful for the support. We have some new things coming. My book, From Brokenness to Wholeness. Hallelujah. It will be released soon, very, very soon. I'll let you guys know. I'll keep posting here and letting you guys know. And you can follow me on my social media to stay updated with that. But thank you guys. Thank you guys for tuning in. But yeah, just continue to stay locked in with us, guys. I'll let you know more about the book when it's ready, when it's released. Gonna do a whole release before Christmas for sure, but just stay updated with the post and my social media, guys. I really do appreciate you guys. And you guys ever wanted to email me as well, unveiledbygraceministry@gmail.com. reach out. I'm always open to do some one-on-ones, different things of that nature. So again, thank you guys just for your support. Thank you so much for your support. And remember, your mind is the gate to your destiny. Renew it, and you will walk in the fullness of the kingdom. This is Unveiled by Grace. This is your brother, David Abraham. I'll catch you guys in the next pod. Have a blessed day. Shalom.